listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich, presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport. Dr. Mark Malkovich has been the general director of the Newport Music Festival for over 30 years and has brought the festival to international prominence. He is considered an expert in the field of chamber music and is a pianist of note himself. Enjoy beautiful music from his collection of over 15,000 discs containing many rarities from his travels around the world. My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich is presented by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Visit Toyota of Newport or HyundaiofNewport.com.
Good evening, it's Mark Malkovich. The next two programs, we're going to concentrate on Tchaikovsky. We're calling it the Tchaikovsky Experience. The first one tonight is his operatic arias, and next week we'll look not only at arias, but some of his songs. Tchaikovsky was always drawn to opera, even as a student. He must come from a great line of Russian operatic composers, probably at the head of the list, because he completed 10 operas. And even in his early days, he was working on them. But two of the operas to this day remain in the opera houses in their standard repertoire around the world, The Queen of Spades and Eugene Onegin. His first operatic triumph was at the Marjinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. He made friends with the director of the opera house, and consequently all of his operas were premiered there. We're going to hear the Oprichnik. The Oprichnik is set during the reign of Ivan the Terrible. They were ruthless bodyguards for the Tsar, and the opera relates the fate of Andrei and the young woman whom he loves, Natalia, betrothed against her will to an older man. Now, already in the first act aria, Natalia laments the loss of her lover and the passionate longings for this younger man that she had met. We're going to hear an old friend of ours, Inessa Galante, beautiful soprano, born in Riga and has worked at the National Estonian Opera and now in Germany.
Thank you.
The next great aria is that of Robert's aria from Iolanta, sung by Sergei Lifrakus. Lifrakus has appeared with the major opera houses around the world and also as a recitalist in London, in New York, all over. He's a great artist. The Robert and Vandermeer of Iolanta are lost, and they're in the garden of King René's castle. Robert is planning to ask to be released from his childhood engagement to Iolanta because he has fallen in love with Countess Mathilda, of whom he sings passionately in this beautiful aria.
Черных очей, как на небе звезды осенних ночей, все страстное негативно полно, не все опьяняет, не все опьяняет и жжет, как вино, она только взглянет. Как молнии ранит, и пламя любви зардеет в крови. Она засмеется, или песни зальется, и жемчуга прет, лицо осветет. А страстики пучи бурной бурей, глаза говорят и блажен. Забвенью горя и к счастью без мер, без конца и границ. Боже, сравниться с Матильдой моей, сверкающей искрами черных очей, как на небе звезды осенних ночей. Все страстное негативно полно, но не все опьяняет, не все опьяняет. И счет, как вино, и счет, как вино.
We'll next hear Kuma's aria from Act One of The Enchantress, sung by Maria Shaguch. Shaguch graduated from the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory in St. Petersburg. She won the silver medal at the Glinka competition and then won the Tchaikovsky competition and the Rosa Pencil competition in 1992 here in New York. She's a beautiful voice. She gives Ellis Tully Hall recitals. The Enchantress is an interesting opera. It is the eighth opera that Tchaikovsky wrote. He returned to the world of sort of folk magic. The scene is taken at an inn. The hostess of the inn is Nastasia, who's also known as Kuma. And although she is drawn to the young Prince Yuri, it is his much-feared father, Prince Nikita, who first falls under her spell. When Yuri, the son, discovers the cause of his mother's distress because she knows of the philandering husband, he vows to kill Kuma, but instead he falls in love with her. Yuri's mother, the princess, takes her revenge by having Kuma poisoned. Yuri denounces his mother, whereupon Nikita stabs him. The princess falls lifeless on her son's body, and when Nikita discovers the truth, he loses his reason. Kuma, the enchantress, is a high-spirited young widow, and this aria that we hear now, she discloses to her guests at her tavern her carefree philosophy of life. Typical opera, and certainly a Russian opera, full of tragedy and pathos. Let's hear Kuma's aria from Act One of The Enchantress.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better, and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown, making it easier for you.
Here's another tragic, typically Russian tragedy. Iolanta is the opera. It's set in 15th century Provence. It tells of Iolanta, the daughter of King René, who was blind from birth, but she had kept that hidden by her well-meaning father and is unaware of her condition, thinking that eyes are only there to have tears. Iolanta is cured, but not until she falls in love with Vendemont and becomes aware of her condition. And after Robert of Burgundy, we heard that in the first aria, betrothed to her since childhood, he is released from the engagement by her father. Let's hear again my darling friend Makvala Kashrashvili and the Russian tenor Alexander Fedin. Here it is, the famous love duet between Iolanta and Vendemont.
Я рад. красою просил сорвать.
Какое это? Я не знаю.
Одну из тех просил я дать.
Какую я не понимаю? Верни мне то, что я дала.
Сорвите красный розен,
О,
воздуя наш щиты.
Печаль.
Tired of the hassle you get when you want to buy a car? Save money and your nerves. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport, two dealers that took the pledge to make car buying fun and friendly. Ask someone with the sailboat logo on the license frame. At Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, the deals are always better and the service after the sale is simply the best. You don't have to feel boxed in, tarried, or bombarded by wannabe actors. Come to Toyota of Newport or Hyundai of Newport in Middletown, where they treat you with respect and give you the right price without the game playing. You'll keep more of your hard-earned money and get the finest cars in the industry. You can also log on to toyotaofnewport.com or hyundaiofnewport.com and buy your car online at your speed and your timing. Toyota of Newport, 285 East Main Road, Middletown, or Hyundai of Newport, 1183 West Main Road, Middletown, making it easier for you.
We hear now Bystryakov's aria from Voyevoda. Voyevoda means a provincial governor, and that old man certainly spends more time abducting women than running his district. One of his victims, Maria, is also the lover of his enemy, Bystryakov. Bystryakov conspires to rescue her, and though his plan is almost thwarted by the Voyevoda, it's resolved when the Tsar sends in a new governor. This aria is when Bystryakov first meets Maria and pours out his passion for her. It is sung again by Alexander Fedin.
Oh,
The next opera, Vakula, the Smith, the Blacksmith, is dedicated to my good friend Dr. Orest Siklinski because it is Christmas Eve in the Ukrainian village and Oksana sees Vakula, the blacksmith, who's smitten by her. But she says before he can even approach her, he must bring her the Tsarina slippers from St. Petersburg. Of course, that's an impossibility. But with the help of the devil, who flies him to the capital on his back, Vakula obtains the slippers and returns to find that his efforts were really unnecessary because Oksana loves him anyway. Here we hear Marina Shaguch, the wonderful soprano whom we heard earlier in Oksana's aria from Act One. It's a pleasure being with you this Sunday evening. Next week, we'll continue the Tchaikovsky experience, hearing his songs and other arias.
My Music with Dr. Mark Malkovich was brought to you by Toyota and Hyundai of Newport, where the deals are always better and service after the sale is simply the best. Call Toyota of Newport at 888-234-7014 or Hyundai of Newport at 888-234-7021.
You're listening to Classical 95.9. WCRI, Block Island, Exeter. The Classical Station.